very coincidental that Newt Gingrich is also here. So what you're saying is you're just disregarding the advice of one of your top endorsers.
I think Newt also said, you know, that he welcomes individuals having the right to speak, First Amendment, and to be able to
have a lot.
Yeah, exactly. So we're here. This is what he has to say.
Okay, so you're disregarding his advice.
Whose advice? I'm just saying.
It's the same thing we talked about yesterday. Speaker Gingrich routinely has said that he would follow the president from place to place. It's a good idea.
We're gonna be very
respectful.
So what you're saying is you think Newt Gingrich should be president, and you're ready to follow him from place to place.
No.
So Gingrich is more qualified than president. That's why you are following him instead of Romney.
No, absolutely not. Just gonna offer a little perspective.
Just a little perspective on why you think Gingrich should be president.
Why I think Mitt Romney should be the president of the United States.
Okay, all right, okay, that's fair, all right.
Thank you.
Any comments on Israel here? I don't think there's much difference between the candidates. Nothing on Israel, nothing on Iran? No comments on Iran?
No, it's...
We're going to be interested in hearing what your fellow has to say.
Okay. Exciting. So where are you going next? Do you have tomorrow's schedule? Are you going to be on our charter to go up to Tampa? No? Do you have transportation taken care of?
Take care of personal responsibilities important.
You've been a tremendous volunteer for our campaign. Get you at a phone bank, maybe? Do some calls? Call some friends? Get some friends in Utah to call into. We have a great system online where you can call from home into Florida.
Are you saying that we'll take help
from any of Romney's surrogates that want to help us. We'd be happy to help them. I missed your question.
Saying that the establishment, the D.C. establishment, the Republican establishment is aggressively for Mitt Romney, and are you concerned about that?
It's one thing is clear. The establishment sticks together. Now, have you got your charter membership yet? You're kind of apply, got someone to review your membership.
Is it appropriate to talk to a member of Congress in this manner?
Absolutely.
Why?
As you said, you're just like a citizen, just like everyone else. He's coming around to follow us around the state.
What are you trying to accomplish here?
I think we're pointing out the fact that the Romney campaign is running scared. They're looking at any level to distort. But let's take, for example, last night in the debate. What about all the different lies that Romney had? What about this Asongas thing?
What are you trying to accomplish here? What would you like me? I'm happy to answer the questions.
Okay. What do you think about Asongas? Would you have voted between you had Buchanan and Bush? And we'll see the argument. Bush was going to win. So would you have gone into the as an independent voter if you were? I don't know if you were in Massachusetts. Would you have voted for Asongas?
Seriously, that's what you want to talk about?
It was taken up last night. It was a question of the debate.
What are you trying to accomplish?
I'm curious who you would have voted for in Massachusetts.
I personally believe I was
8 years old, so I would not have been eligible.
For Mitt Romney, that's
what I'm okay. So wait, between Ted Kennedy and Mitt Romney in the Senate race, you would have gone Romney over Ted Kennedy?
Yes, I would vote for Mitt Romney.
Okay, that's good.
Obviously, you support Governor Romney.